Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we have a little more detail now on the governor's unallotment process.
Yeah, the unallotment comes about because the governor and the legislature weren't able to come to a budget agreement by the end of the session. And so this is the governor's solution rather than going to a special session, which is what we've been doing for the last several years.
Right. So he's using some executive privilege, basically,
right.
to balance the budget through cuts and
getting the red pen out.
Yeah, getting the red pen out. And I do know one of the details that's part of the unallotment that the governor's proposed, and that is $50 million for each MinSCU and the University of Minnesota. Which obviously was something I was looking for.
Right. Yeah, you're keeping an eye on that.
I was keeping an eye on that.
Yeah.
Now, my question is process. Is this it then? Is this the end of the story? Or is there some sort of process that goes on after this unallotment suggestion?
Well, the way I understand it is the governor has the authority to make these cuts, and he gets them done before July 1st. Now, as part of the process, he runs it past a legislative commission made up of four or five legislators who can then review the cuts he's making. They can make suggestions and recommendations, and the governor will take those into consideration, but he still has the full authority to make the cuts unilaterally.
You've kind of taken a look at some of the upshot of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Who takes the brunt of these cuts?
Well, of course, the cities and townships, of course, are always at the top of the heap. They're losing about 3% for their 2009 revenues from the state and over 7% for 2010. And that's one of the things of this is that a lot of the cuts go over the biennium. It's severe cuts in terms of local government aid and the homestead tax credit that they would normally get, you know, some funds from the state for. And so there's going to be some serious cuts. Cities are going to try and protect their core services like police and fire, but, you know, we'll wait to see what happens to things like libraries and parks and potholes.
And K through 12, did that get by relatively unscathed? Or?
Well, relatively in terms of they're going to get about 73% of their revenue this year. They'll get the other 27% next year.
Okay. So it's a shift.
But it's a shift, yeah.
And I understand Health and Human Services got quite a number of cuts.
Yeah, the big thing for rural Minnesota was nursing homes and home health aides. The funding for those did get some fairly decent cuts, and, you know, we'll see what comes of that, because a lot of the probably, you know, 20-25% of nursing homes, they estimate, are having some financial problems already, and so we'll have to see what the upshot of this all is now with that.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what transpires over the next really 2 weeks. I mean, that's
right.
by July 1, it's got to be
July
settled.
July 1, yeah.
Thanks, Marnie. It's been great having you here. Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And I'm Jim Gullickson from Minnesota State University, Mankato. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.